You were born in one of those two-story row houses, weren't you?
Yeah, I was born on Lexington Street in Baltimore near Fremont.
And you still live in one of those two-story houses?
No, it's three-story.
Three-story, well.
It was three-story, the one I was born into. My father bought the house I'm at present living in 1883.
That's a mark of great success in a Baltimorean when he's born in a two-story house and works up to live in a three-story house.
Yes, yeah, that is, but I had, unfortunately, didn't come up from that log cabin. My misfortune was that my father was relatively well off. It's been a curse to me all my life. Nobody will believe me on that ground. It seems to be the idea in America that no man is worth listening to unless he's had some experience in sweatshops. No, I'm all right.
What are your earliest recollections of Baltimore as a boy?
Well, I've written a book describing them. My first recollection is of the Oriole Parade in Baltimore. In 1883, I've been told by psychologists and other such frauds that you couldn't possibly recollect anything that early. I was 3 years old precisely, but I remember it. I recall it very distinctly, and it wasn't told to me. Baltimore, I knew as a boy, was extraordinarily hot in summer and filthy. Was full of flies, mosquitoes. All kinds of epidemics were running simultaneously. But the people liked it. Food was cheap. Houses were comfortable, although we slept under mosquito nets. And I look back on it with great affection. I realized its limitations. There were no sewers. And water supply was bad. Typhoid raged all summer, smallpox all winter, malaria at all times of the year. I had malaria, but I escaped typhoid and smallpox. How, I don't know. I think I escaped smallpox by a vaccination. The family doctor, old Dr. Wiley, vaccinated me when I was about 2 years old, and the scar was so enormous that it's still big as a half dollar on my arm, and no vaccination that I've ever had since has taken, as they say. I've been told that that's no proof of anything, but nevertheless, there is the fact.
What school did you go to?
I went to a school kept by an old German named Friedrich Knapp, known to Americans as Knapp. The school was down in Holiday Street, where the war memorial is now. And it was a private school. I went there till I was 12 years old, and then I went transferred to the Polytechnic.
That's a high school.
Yeah. I never got beyond the Polytechnic. I graduated at the Polytechnic very early. I was only 15. And never went to school since, thank God. Most men that escaped college have a regret that pursues them. But I must confess I'm much too vain to have any such regrets. I think of what I was doing when the boys of my generation were in college, listening to idiot lectures and cheering football games and doing all the foolish and silly and useless things that college boys do. I was a young reporter on the street, 18. I believe that a young newspaper reporter in a big city at that time led a life that has never been matched on earth for romance and interest.
Well, the general belief is that you were a born reporter, and I believe there's an interesting story as to how you got your first job.
No, the story's not interesting. I simply applied for it and got it. I never was a good reporter.
Well, you see, already there are legends. The legends are that you were offered to work for nothing and went out and came back with some big feature story.
No, I never got a scoop in my life. They were the things that were esteemed in those days. They never seemed to me to have any sense. Most scoops were bad stories, and they were always exaggerated and played up in an idiot manner. No, I wasn't a good reporter, except in one sense, that I worked. I was willing to work. I'd never shirked a job.
With what papers did you work?
I started with the Baltimore Herald, and that was the end of my experience as a reporter, because I became a Sunday editor very early, at 23, and a city editor right afterwards.
What and paper?
Same Herald.
Same Herald.
And hence, I did very little reporting after the age of 25. In later years, I went back to reporting as a kind of volunteer, but I did only things that were...